for joining us. You're listening to the Pursuit City Church podcast, where our mission is to lead people to know the love of Jesus. We pray that you'd be encouraged by this message. For more information, visit pursuitcc.com.
Praise God. Well, we have Jesse Richardson coming up here to speak to you guys this morning. Amen. He's known Pastor Matt for a very, very long time. The honor of him getting to come up here and come to our church now is very special. So I'll get to him in a second, but we have our offering. If you want to go ahead and give this morning, remember there's three ways to give. We give in the boxes in the back. There's two, one on each side of the door. We give if you want to text 84321. To that, and then if you want to write a check or something like that, we have the paper phone there, and then there is one other way. Website, yep, pursuitcc.com. We don't always do this. Matt usually does it, but he's not here, so I have to do it. Anyways, offering. Please give everything that comes in. Remember that 10% of it always goes out as well. We give as a church to others as well. We give our 10% as well. And other than that, we're going to get to our message once again. Jesse Richardson's coming up to speak to us this morning. Just give him lots of amens. He likes to joke, and I don't know if this is a joking one or not, but he likes to joke, and he'll make you laugh a lot. His sister Jasmine, you guys know how funny she is, so imagine that 10 times more. Yeah. I got to hype him up. It's his day. I got to hype him up. All right. Anyways, y'all are going to be blessed with the message. I know it. And so, Jesse Richardson, come on up, my friend.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Star. How y'all feeling this morning? Are you ready? Someone say I'm ready. Hopefully I'm ready. First of all, I want to thank Pastor Matt and Cheryl for giving me this opportunity to come speak, and man, just to come up here and share a little bit. Every word that God has given me, from if I'm preaching or talking to somebody, it always speaks to me first, and man, like it's something that I try to implement and I receive first before I try to preach onto others to do or to attempt, amen. So this message. I had to start doing it first, amen. And as you can see, the title is called Complete Integrity. And Josh does a good job, man. Good job, Josh, on the title. Pretty good, man. But I haven't preached in years. Like Star says, I've known Matt since he was in college. I remember when me and him, before Cheryl, me and him had a little apartment together. And being tacos, I mean, when Matt says about bean tacos and Cokes, he's serious. That's all we ate was bean tacos and drank Cokes all day when he was in college. And it was a good time. And then when he met Cheryl, they got married. I was at their wedding. He even has a picture of me and my wife at his wedding. And it's just an honor to be a part of his life and be part of his ministry now. And a known Star for years. And y'all know my sister Jasmine and Rebecca. I'm one of their six brothers. Yeah, we come from a family of 12. Big family. But I'm the better looking one, the better looking brother. So at least that's what my mama said. But this message is not very long, amen. But it's very needed. And I like to speak on things that we actually use, amen, that can actually help us. And we can actually grow from it, amen, church. So the title of my message is Complete Integrity. And the Lord really started dissecting this message and really put it into me whenever we had the fast. Remember the fast? Did y'all enjoy it? Not me. Man, it was terrible. It was a terrible thing. Physically. Gosh. I was hungry. Couldn't think about anything else but food. It was rough. Man, I hadn't fasted in years, and Matt's like, "You want to try it?" I said, "Not really, man. But I'll try." I tried, and I did the liquid fast for 6 days. I had to go back. I was like, "I can't do this, man. It's tough." But it was during the fast that the Lord really started opening up this message to me. And right after as soon as the fast ended, my son was born. It's kind of crazy. As soon as it ended, my wife went into labor. We had my son, Elisha. Yeah. He's like 19 days old. He's at the house tonight with my wife. Hopefully they're watching online with my daughter, Adderay. She's 6. But being a man of integrity, you really start to understand when you start having kids. Any parents in here? You start to reflect, like, I want to be a man of integrity or a woman of integrity. I want to be someone that they look up to, someone that does the right thing, right? And so I started researching. I said, okay, what is integrity? What is that? Is it just doing the right thing? Because I didn't want to just be a good person, right? I didn't want to just be a good person that doesn't steal or, you know, says the right thing. I wanted to be a man of integrity through God's eyes. And so we're going to get into the message. We're going to read the scriptures. We're going to read, and then I'm going to pray, and then we're going to really dive into it. Just bear with me. It takes me a little while to get warmed up, but once I start warming up, we're going to start cooking. Amen? Yeah, we're going to start cooking today. So it's a familiar story. Y'all heard the story of Job before? Familiar story, right? And the Lord brought this message to me, and he showed me Job, and I was like, Lord, I've heard that story. I heard the story of Job, he's a man of integrity. Yeah, I've read it. He said, no, read it again. I'm gonna show you something new. So we're gonna read it, amen. I'm using the New Living Translation version. In Job 1, it says, there was once a man named Job who lived in the land of Uz, or Uz. He was blameless, a man of complete integrity. Someone say complete integrity. He feared God and stayed away from evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. He owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 teams of oxen, and 500 female donkeys. He employed many servants. He was, in fact, the richest person in the entire area. Job's son would take turns preparing feasts in their homes, and they'd also invite their 3 sisters to celebrate with them. When the celebrations ended, sometimes after several days, Job would purify his children. He would get up early in the morning and offer a burnt offering to each of them. For Job said to himself, perhaps my children have sinned and have cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular practice. Verse 6. One day the members of the heavenly courts came to present themselves before the Lord, and the accuser Satan came with them. Where have you come from? The Lord asked Satan. Satan answered the Lord, I have been patrolling the earth, watching everything that's going on. Then the Lord asked Satan, and this part always got me, right? He said, the Lord asked Satan, have you noticed my servant? In other translations, it says, have you considered my servant Job? He is the finest man in all earth. He is blameless, a man of complete integrity. Someone say complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil. Satan replied to the Lord, yes, but Job has good reason to fear God. You have always put a wall of protection around him, in his home, in his property. You have made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. But reach out and take away everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face. All right? You may test him, the Lord said to Satan. Do whatever you want with everything he possesses, but don't harm him physically. So Satan left the Lord's presence. Thank you, sister. One day, Job's sons and daughters were feasting at the oldest brother's house. A messenger arrived to Job's home with this news. Your oxen were plowing with the donkeys feeding beside them. When the Sabaeans raided us, they stole all the animals and killed all your farmhands. And I'm the only one who escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. The fire of God has fallen from heaven and burned up your sheep and all your shepherds. And I'm the only one who escaped to tell you. 17, while he was still speaking, a third messenger arrived with this news. 3 bands of the Chadeans raided us. Raiders have stolen your camels and killed your servants. I am the only one who escaped to tell you. And while he was still speaking, another messenger arrived with this news. Your sons and daughters were feasting in their oldest brother's home, and suddenly a powerful wind swept in from the wilderness and hit the house on all sides. The house collapsed, and all your children are dead. And I am the only one who escaped to tell you. Verse 20, it says, Job stood up and tore his robe in grief. Then he shaved his head and fell to the ground to worship. He said, I came to my mother's room, and I will be naked when I leave. The Lord gave me what I had, and the Lord will take it away. Praise the name of the Lord. In all this, Job did not sin by blaming God. Let's pray. Father God, I want to thank you for today, Father. I want to thank you for this message. I ask that you, Lord, did you just have your way this morning, that you use me as a vessel, Father God, and you get your point across, Lord God. I pray this message speaks to somebody here today and it helps them in a mighty way, Father God. And we give you all the glory and all the honor. And everyone said, amen. It's a lot to take in, huh? Got me, brother? It's a lot to take in, right? And I can relate. There's some things, a lot of things in here I can relate to. I can relate to Job when everything's good. He has money. You know, he has 10,000 oxen, 500 donkeys, and he has all these things. And we can relate to that, right? We can relate to having an amount of money coming in, right? Being wealthy. Some of y'all who haven't filed your income tax yet. These are the times you're like, man, I love my kids. Get that money coming in, you're like, son. Or some of us are like, man, I should have had more kids. That's it? Dang. Honey, prepare for next year. So I can relate to that. I can relate to being wealthy and having money. And I can also relate to going through the grind, right? I can relate to it. And what confused me and what I had a question about this message, about this story, was not that why didn't Job suffer? Because I've been suffering since we were born. We've been suffering, that's another message. We didn't grow up too wealthy, right? And so I could understand the suffering. My question to God wasn't take the suffering from me or why am I suffering? My question when I read the story was, why didn't Job curse you? Because if you're like me, can we be honest? Can I be honest this morning? If you're like me, and it always happens right after Sunday, you're having a good service. You're like, man, Lord, you spoke to me. Oh, Lord, it was just, man, the message was, and you leave here, someone cuts you off. Me, hey! And you just left church. And there you are cussing, cursing God. And you haven't even lost anything. And Job lost everything. He lost his wealth. He lost his, eventually he loses his health. And he lost his children. And not once did he curse God. He had nothing. And I never understood it. I never understood it. I said, God, that doesn't make sense. Because if it was me, I would have blamed you. Right? If it was me, oh, man, I would have cursed you out. Lord. I mean, I'm just being honest, right? If I lost my children, I don't know who I would be right now, right? And so that was a question I told God, Lord, you need to help me. I don't understand. Why didn't he curse you? Why didn't he blame you? And say Job lost everything. Even his wife said, why don't you curse God and die? Wow. Really, woman? Nah. Really? And so I the Lord said, okay, you need to go back. You need to go back and read it. And I went back and read it. I said, okay, I still don't get it. He goes, read it again. I'm getting tired of reading this story, God. You know, I read it 3 or 4 times. You know, I can't read that good. when I prepared for this message, I was reading this thing. What is that word? I had the app. You know how it reads to you to make sure I said the words right? And so let's go to verse 21. Can you put verse 21 up there? Let's read verse 21 again, amen. Someone say, read it again. The Lord said, you got to read it again. In verse 21, Job 1:21, it says, I came in naked from my mother's womb, and I will be naked when I leave. The Lord gave me what I had, and the Lord has taken it away. Praise the name of the Lord. Now look at the word gave. Gave. I said, Lord, why would you give him something to take it away? And in Greek, and this is what blew my mind. This is what blew my mind. Check this out, guys. In Greek, the word it comes is translated to the word lend. Ooh, right. In Greek, the word's translated, it's not a give. So you can take out give and you can say, the Lord lend me what I had. Come here, Alex, real quick, brother. Because you look like Jesus. This is my phone, right? Is that your daughter or is that my daughter?
That's your daughter.
She beautiful?
Looks like your mama.
This is my daughter. This is my phone, okay? I want you to hold this for me, okay? Now hold it for a few minutes, okay? I'm going to walk over here, okay? It's in your possession, but whose is it? Whose is it? But you have it. But whose is it? It's not yours. It's mine, right? Okay. So let's say I let you take that phone home with you. Okay. You don't know the password, so. And let's say you take it home, right? And for a few days, and you come back. Whose phone is it?
Mine.
It's mine, right? And so if I were to take it from you, how would you feel? You wouldn't feel anything. Why?
Because it was never mine.
Because it was never his. Oh, come on. God said, just because it's in your possession doesn't mean it belongs to you. There are some of us in here that have been holding on to some things, and even when it's taken from you, you start to feel a certain way, and God says, that wasn't yours to begin with. That's not yours. It wasn't yours from the very beginning. And God said, the reason why Job never cursed me is because he couldn't. The Bible says, I came into this world naked, and naked I will leave. God said, Job understood that he had nothing in his possession. Nothing belonged to him. Everything that he had belonged to God. So just because it's in your possession for a moment, don't mean it belongs to you. Your children are not yours. Your finances are not yours. Your wealth is not yours. Your health is not yours. It all belongs to God. 100% of what you have belongs to God. Amen? Somebody say, take it deeper. We're going to take it a little deeper. There are some things that you've been holding on to when you were a kid that your brother did to you, that your mother did to you, that your father did to you, that you did to somebody, and you've been holding on for years, and God is saying, you need to let it go because it doesn't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. So that's why Job, he couldn't curse God. He goes, it doesn't matter how I felt. Now, don't get me wrong, amen. Job felt a certain way about it, right? You're going to feel a certain way about some things that God takes from you. But it's not yours. He said, man, I lost my health. I lost my wealth. I lost my children. Man, and it hurts because I've grown to love it. I've got so attached to it. But I have to let it go because it wasn't even mine. Because it wasn't even mine to begin with. It wasn't because he really, really, really loved God. Because I love some people that I've cursed. Oh, come on. It's because he had no right. That's why Job said, Lord, I gotta praise you in here. I gotta praise you. I gotta praise you through this. It's not mine. I know, but I keep remembering this. Maybe it's a YouTube or this lady's at a store and she goes, it's not yours. Have y'all seen that? It's not yours. It wasn't his to begin with. He understood. It was an understanding that everything I have, everything I got comes from the Lord. In Psalms 89, verse 11, it says, the heavens are yours. The earth also is yours. The world and all it contains, you have founded them. In Psalms 50, verse 10, it says, for every beast of the forest is mine, the cattle on 1,000 hills. In Haggai 2:8, it says, the silver is mine, the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. Everything is mine. Everything's mine. I have this, there's a friends of ours, me and my wives, and There was something that they asked me years ago, and man, it really stuck to me, and it really helped me on giving. And I'm gonna share it. Maybe it'll help you guys. They would ask me, hey man, what's your take on giving on 10%? And so I quoted them scriptures. I told them about 10%, what it means, and biblical, and this and that. And they're like, yeah, I get that, I understand, but it still hurts to give my 10%. I said, okay, well, let me ask you a question. How much does God require of you? He goes, well, 10%. Okay, so how much is God's? He goes, well, 10%. I go, no, 100% is God's. He allows you to keep 90 of what's his. And when you look at it like that, we say, man, God, so this is all yours? Yeah, it's all mine. I just allow you to keep 90 of what's mine. Imagine that. Imagine a mindset like that. Imagine understanding it like that. How easy would 10% be to let go? Right? How easy would it be to just let 10% go? Oh, man, how could y'all give 10% of what comes into your house? Because it's 100% is God's. This house I have, yeah, it's God's. That car I drive, yeah, it's God's. My beautiful daughter, my son that was just born, yeah, it's God's. It's all his. It all belongs to him. He can do whatever he wants. He can do however he feels. He can take it. He can give me more. He can give me more, babe. Hopefully she's watching. But it's all his. Everything belongs to God. It's an understanding that Job had. And I said, okay, God, how can I get there? How can I obtain that understanding? I wanna think like Job thought. I wanna have his mindset because he's just a man like me. There was nothing special. There wasn't anything extravagant about Job. He was just a man like me and you, flesh and blood. He was just a person. And if Job can do it, I say, Lord, I want Job's mindset. I wanna have that mindset. I wanna think like him. And not that I won't suffer, that it won't faze me. That's what I want. I don't want to be moved. You know, I would have friends and they were like, man, it seems like you never go through anything. Like, you're always smiling. I said, yeah. It's not that I don't go through stuff. It's I give it to God. It's his. It's his. If you're struggling in this place, if you're struggling financially, it's his. Give it to him. It don't belong to you. Don't hold on to it. If you're struggling emotionally and there's something in that you've been dealing with, either a relationship or something that's been going on, you know, that hate, love, just give it to God. It's not yours. It belongs to him. And so how do we obtain that, right? How do we obtain that mindset that Job has? I said, Lord, I want to think like you, walk like you, talk like you. Was that Jungle Book? So I want to understand. It's an understanding. And the Lord took me to Mark 12, verse 28. Now, this is a scripture that, this is a story where Jesus was being tested, you can say, with the religious people. They were trying to have him slip up, right? Giving him questions and asking him about taxes and trying to have him just slip up. And Jesus was just getting with rebuttals, boom, boom, back to back. Every time they would say something, he would have something back to say. They couldn't question it. He just would say, no, this is it. This is what it is. And we're going to read on verse 28 in the New Living Translation. It says, one of the teachers of religious law was standing there listening to the debate. He realized that Jesus had answered well. So he asked, of all the commandments, which is the most important? Jesus replied, the most important commandment is this. Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only. And you must love the Lord God. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. The second is equally important. Love your neighbor as yourself. No other commandment is greater than these. The teacher of religious law replied, well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth by saying that there is only one God and no other. And I know it is important to love him with all my heart, Y'all, can y'all see that? With all my heart and with all my what? Understanding. And with all my strength. And to love my neighbor as myself. This is more important than to offer a burnt offering and sacrifices required to the law. Now 34 is it right here. And 34 it says, realizing how much the men understood. Someone say understood. Realizing how much the men understood, Jesus said to him, you are not far from the kingdom of God. So Jesus based his understanding by the distance and relationship he was from the kingdom of God. Are you getting it? You want understanding? You need to be close to God. You need to draw close. You need to seek him every day, every night. Seek him, seek him. Because the more you seek, the more you understand. And the more you understand, the more integrity you obtain. You got to seek him daily. You still don't believe me? Let's go to Job again. Job 1, verse 5. Put that up there one more time. Job 1, verse 5. See what Job did. Y'all see it? It says, when the celebrations ended, sometimes after several days, Job would purify his children. He would get up early in the morning, offer a burnt offering, which is a form of what? Sacrifice. And is a form of worship. Amen. He would get up in the early morning, offer a burnt offering for each of them. For Job said to himself, perhaps my children have sinned and have cursed God in their hearts. Say this with me. This was Job's regular practice. His regular practice. It said Job got in God's presence regularly. Every day he would practice it. He would offer burnt sacrifices. He would offer sacrifices and sacrifices and sacrifices and burnt offerings and burnt offerings and get into his presence and get into his presence. That's why in verse 1, God said, have you considered Job? Because he's a man of integrity. Before he even went through anything, God considered him a man of integrity. Why? Because how much he understood. Because how much he was in his presence. God understood, this man knows me. This man knows that everything he has belongs to me. So that's why God said to Satan, try Job. It was over from the very beginning. Even in verse 12, God tells Satan, go ahead and take everything he possesses. Now, if Satan was smart, he would have turned back and told God, Job possesses nothing. If he was really smart, right? If Satan was really had integrity, he would have turned around and said, God, but wait a minute. You want me to take everything Job possesses? Yeah, take everything he possesses. Go ahead and take everything he got. Satan would have said, well, he don't got nothing. Exactly. Everything belongs to me. Everything. And everything that Satan touched was God's, not Job's. So you want to be like Job, right? I said, yeah, I want to be like Job. Because you got to seek me. Every day, every night, you got to get in my presence. You got to understand me. You got to get this understanding. Because once you obtain understanding, you have integrity. And then I'll start considering you of some things. I'll start considering you. Have you considered my servant, Jesse? The man of complete integrity. Have you considered my servant, Star, David, Jasmine? What's your name? Have you considered them? Because he's a man and she's a man of complete integrity. They know it ain't nothing theirs. Yeah, they may possess, they may have it in their possession. They may be holding it for a while, but they know it's not theirs. They know it all belongs to me. And church, when you come to that understanding, it doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what circumstance that you're in at the moment. you'll have peace like Job did. And you say, man, God, I got to praise you. I got to praise you in that. So what's the first? Let me ask you this. You ever had that neighbor that borrows something from you or that family member that borrows something from you and don't ever return it? Y'all know that one guy or that one, or that couple people? And if you don't know him, that probably you. They got one. Someone's going to go home and look in the garage and be like, that hammer's not mine. Like, wait a minute. I'm that guy. Yeah, God, Lord. Forgive me, God. Hey, Billy, you want that weed in the back? Yeah, man, I put new string in and everything, brother. Y'all have a neighbor like that that just borrows stuff and you got to borrow it back? Hey, man, you got that blow where I lent you? That's mine? Then can I borrow it? God. Yeah, we got family members like that. But ours is more like, where'd you get that weed in there? I know. You ever have one of the people that do that, right? Let me ask you something. Like, and you go, let's say that you have something of somebody's, right? And this is why, this is what the Lord spoke to me, that why Job praised him, praised God when everything was taken from him. What's the first thing? Let's say you borrow something from me, Brother Phil, right? And I come and ask for it back. Like, hey, man, I'm going to need that thing. I lent you, that thing. What would be your first response? Right, but like when I amen, can I get that back? You would say what? Amen. True, but I'm looking for something else. I need someone to get it. What would be your first response? It's a quiz. Like whenever you I lend you something and I say amen, I need that back. Your first response would be, oh, come on. Your first response would be, thank you for lending it to me, right? That would be my first response. Like, hey, man, I need that back. Oh, man, hey, man, here it is right here. Hey, man, you know what? Thank you for lending it to me, bro. Like, thank you, bro. I really needed it at the time. Thank you. That's why Job praised him. That's why Job praised him. He said, Lord, I know you took my chisel, but thank you for lending to me as long as you did. Oh, he said, I know you took my wealth, Lord, but thank you for giving it to me as long as you did. And eventually he took his health. Lord, I know my health is gone, but thank you for as long as you give it to me, Lord. As long as I had it, thank you for this. Thank you, God. So next time God takes something from you, come on. Say it again. I said, the next time God takes something from you, thank him. Oh, thank you, God. Get on your knees and praise him. Get on your knees and give him glory. Say, Lord, thank you for giving this to me. Thank you for blessing me with children. Thank you for blessing me with finances. Thank you for blessing me with wealth. I thank you, God. Thank him in the sorrow. You know, when we lost, it was like about 13 years ago when we lost our dad. We lost our father. Man, it hurt. Like, the whole family was messed up. We mourned, cried. And I didn't blame God, but I knew I was hurting because, I mean, I had pain and I had tears because I was like, man, Lord, I'm not going to be able to see him again. And it's the pain and hurt of not seeing it again, right? That's the feeling you get. But something to me was saying, oh, you can't blame God for that. You got to thank him for that. You know why? Because 3 months before my dad passed away, he got saved. God completely changed his life around. I got to thank God because I don't have my dad right now, but I know where he's at, amen. I got to thank God. There's some things, there's some circumstances, there's some things in your life that are going on, and right now you're in a situation when you're saying, man, Lord, I curse you because this has happened. I lost this, and I lost that. And God is saying, why don't you just thank me for how long you had it? Why don't you just give me some praise because I blessed you? And maybe you'll be like Job and I'll give you a double portion. Just maybe. Oh, we got to thank him in it, amen. We got to thank him in it. No matter what you're facing, no matter what we're struggling with, you gotta thank God. Say, Lord, I thank you. Job said, Lord, I'll rip my clothes. I'm in mourning. I'll shave my head. I'm going to get down and I'm going to thank you. I'm going to thank you, Lord. And I'm pretty sure Satan was just looking at him like, man, there's nothing I can do to mess this dude. Man, God, you can crush this dude. There's nothing I can do to mess with him. I mean, and it's true. Amen. It's true. Once you understand this, once you get that understanding of it, church, there's nothing that the enemy can do to you that'll move you. You got to seek him daily. No, we got to seek him daily, day and night, night and day. And the more you seek, the more you understand. The more you understand, say with me, the more integrity you obtain. Amen. I'm going to finish with this scripture. I want to finish with this last scripture. I hope that was even 30 minutes. I'll tell you, my message is not long, but it's deep. I hope it was helpful. Last scripture is in Jeremiah 9. And after I read this, church, we're going to go ahead and seek God for a little bit. Can we do that this morning? Can we seek God for a little bit? And what I want you to do, I want you to think about what you're in. All right? After I read this scripture, we're going to place it in the room. I want you to think about what you're in. And I want you to say these words, Lord, give me understanding. Give me understanding in my situation. Jeremiah 9, verse 23. It says, this is what the Lord says. Don't let the wise boast in their wisdom, or the powerful boast in their power, or the rich boast in their riches. But those who wish to boast should boast in this alone, that they truly know me and understand. Come on, someone say understand. And understand that I am the Lord who demonstrates unfailing love and who brings justice and righteousness to the earth, and that I delight in these things. I, the Lord, have spoken. That's what I want to boast in. I don't know how much money I got. I don't know how wealthy I am. I want to boast is that I understand God. I understand it. The Bible says that don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let's get renewed this morning. Amen, church. Can we do that this morning? Can we just stand up here and say, Lord, I need to understand the situation I'm in, the circumstance I'm dealing with. I need to understand it so I don't curse you, so I can be a person of integrity. Leave this place a lot better than how I came in. Amen.
Thank you for joining us this week. If you would like to support our ministry, you can easily do so by visiting our website, pursuitcc.com. Also, follow us on all social media outlets by using @pursuitcc. Thank you, and God bless.